I had to admit, on the surface, his reason for not turning to Christ seemed valid. He had no church background, and he didn't have a clue what it meant to be a Christian. Every weekend he would end up drunk, but he wasn't proud of it, and knew only God could forgive him. But what then? Leroy, if I become a Christian, I wouldn't know how to live. I'd just make a mess of things. I had spoken with others before who feared they couldn't live the Christian life and would slip back into their own lifestyles. But this really wasn't my friend's problem. He was afraid his ignorance about Christianity would be too much to overcome. I told him Jesus had spoken about that very issue. A man had begun to build a tower, but didn't have the resources to finish it. On the other hand, a king planned to lead his troops to war, but before he launched out, he carefully evaluated his resources to determine whether he could prevail against the enemy. Now, I know you're hesitant, I said, to take that first step. But listen, the very Bible that explains your need of a Savior will teach you how to live as a child of God. In fact, in the Old Testament, one of the pagan kings spoke to Daniel about the wisdom of God that was in his hand. He was talking about the Scriptures. The Bible is the revealed wisdom of God. Between its covers is all you need to know to live a righteous and joyful life. It was on this basis that my unbelieving friend came to trust Christ as his Savior and the one who, through the Bible, could teach him how to live. And I know, as a born-again child of God, you want to grow in the wisdom of God, and you can, through the study of his written word. I invite you to begin a daily time of Bible reading and study. Begin with a few minutes, and remember, you're not just reading some novel. You're meeting with God, who wants to have a personal fellowship with you in your walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.